Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm going to say this, but I don't mean it in a flippant way, so please don't take it that way. Some people just cannot win for losing. And again, I don't mean that in a flippant way. Tragedy seems to follow some people and some families. Do you remember we used to say that about the Kennedys? Well, it seems to be true when it comes to the Houston Brown families as well. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, that's who I'm talking about. Both have led very successful, yet very tumultuous and tragic lives. Bobby Brown, once a superstar boy band member, is now known more for his drug and alcohol abuse and for his being in and out of jail than for his talent and his music success. Whitney Houston, one of the highest grossing and highest selling singers of all time, lost her life in a drug-related incident 3 years ago this week when she drowned in a bathtub at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills. Now comes word that Whitney and Bobby's daughter, Bobby Christina, was also found unconscious, face down in a bathtub. A friend and her assumed husband found her and called 911. And I say assumed because CNN has not been able to find any marriage records in any state for the couple. Her family has said the 21-year-old has had trouble dealing with the death of her mother. Family members also tell the media that Bobby Christina turned to drugs to deal with the death. Perhaps given what she dealt with growing up, it may be her only coping mechanism. We all witnessed Whitney and Bobby's behavior in the Being Bobby Brown reality show. Bobby Christina was there for the entire ride. Bobby Brown has said that he and Whitney never did drugs in front of Chrissy, as they call her. But children are not stupid. They know and they absorb more than adults might think. 21 years old is still a child to me. The young lady has grown up in the glare of the spotlight, both inside and outside of her home. She was raised by two parents who at times needed some raising themselves. I hope she recovers and gets the help that she needs, which means finding someone who cares more about her than the millions she is soon to inherit whenever she makes it, if she makes it, to the age 30. Mm. So I say, Bobby Christina, Godspeed, Godspeed. I hope she recovers. If one child needs to get through this, she does. She has been through a lot in her young 21 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.